In the final presentation, we took a look at hypothetical illustrations and saw that if you simply have a long-term perspective, you will do okay, maybe even pretty darn good, providing the world doesn't fall apart, which you never know. And this is a document that takes a look at what would have happened if you had gone back 20 years and invested $10,000 each year. Now, most of us don't have 10 grand to do and invest, but we certainly have 50 bucks or 100 bucks or maybe more to invest every month. But what this document is showing is what would happen if you had picked the worst possible day of each year, and what would you have done if you had picked the best possible day. All right, so let's read. Each year for the past 20 years, you have $10,000 to invest. Congratulations, by the way. How much would you have if you had picked the worst day of each year, the market high for the year? And what if you had picked the best day of the year, the market low for the year? Below are on the left are the results if you had picked the worst day. And on the right are the results if you had picked the best day. Now, you would think the difference over 20 years would be huge, right? No, wrong. There's a difference, but it's not as large as you would expect. The moral of the story is that you need to get started now. Don't wait for the best time to invest because you ain't going to be able to pick it. I mean, no, well, there may be one or two people in this world who can do it on a consistent basis, but if they can, they're not going to tell anybody they can do it. No, the rest of us are just going to be putting 50 bucks, 100 bucks every month. So are you going to pick the best day? Are you going to pick the worst day? No, you're not. You're going to be picking sometimes good times to invest and sometimes not so good times to invest. And notice that the person who picked the worst day wound up with an average annual return of 5.875%. Now, is that the historical long-term return for stocks? No, it isn't. The 2000s were a very difficult decade, the worst decade since the Great Depression. On the other side, the best day, the person returned 6.95%, again, lower than the historical norm, and wound up with an extra, $750,000, but $60,000, not really that much more over 20 years and putting $200,000 away. The very cool thing about this is that markets tend to move in cycles, and whenever this has happened, it usually has meant, not a guarantee, that the next 20 years were going to be above the historical norm. In fact, if you had gone back 20 years and looked at this throughout the 80s and 90s, you would have found, oh boy, yeah, it did pretty darn well. And so let's hope for the best. And one last disclaimer, this data is still preliminary for 2012. We won't have the good data for a little bit yet. All right? Moral of the story is, you ain't going to pick the best time. You ain't going to pick the worst time. Start investing for the long term. And as it says at the bottom, you are in it for the long term, right? Of course, right.